job security, worker benefits, service to taxpayers. These are some issues state lawmakers have been weighing as they review how well outsourcing government functions has worked. But there's a more mundane item that's also been surprisingly high on the list of legislators' concerns. Soap. WPLN's Chaz Sisk explains.
That's the satisfying sound of liquid soap coming out of a dispenser. A necessity after nature calls. But in Legislative Plaza, the main office building for the Tennessee General Assembly, that sound hasn't been heard often enough.
If anyone cares to go into the second floor men's restroom, right up there, you'll see that another legislator took it upon themselves to bring soap.
That's Republican Tillman Goines at a hearing last week on outsourcing. And as he, like a lot of lawmakers, lobbyists, staffers, and other frequent visitors, will tell you, soap isn't the only bathroom necessity that's been in short supply.
Now, I'm kind of OCD. I'm the type of person that washes their hands and then grabs the napkin to open the door. And I found myself many times standing there not figuring out how to open the door because there were no napkins.
Many claim the problems began 4 years ago when a private firm took over janitor services from the state. The experience has soured some legislators' view of outsourcing, just as big state agencies like the Parks System and the University of Tennessee are considering it. Many of the questions surrounding outsourcing are more substantive than understocked bathrooms. State workers fear they'll lose their jobs or see their benefits cut. But time and again, critics like Knoxville Republican Richard Briggs turn to examples closer to hand.
I don't believe that my office was vacuumed. I don't think it's been vacuumed in a year.
The Office of Customer-Focused Government, which administers the janitorial contract, says there's a solution. The legislature could put in more work orders, or they could answer more customer surveys. The question is whether lawmakers instead vent their frustration in other ways, perhaps by reining in outsourcing statewide. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.